Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Wednesday, the 20th of February, recording at 8:04 p.m., so just under an hour before the close on Wall Street, but plenty to talk about, including some dramatic actions in commodities. Now, first, though, a quick look at what stock markets have been doing here today. Asia was pretty firm overall. That included China, which was hit yesterday. Now it regained about 35-40% of yesterday's decline here today, so it was positive that there was no follow through to the downside, but it wasn't anywhere near as decisive as a month or so ago, and it also had one downward dynamic and then followed up the day afterwards with a surge back up through the highs. So a little bit of fatigue showing there, and we see that particularly in the bank indices for China, and they're so often a lead indicator. Now, it doesn't look like serious deterioration, or at least not at this stage, and I'm not actually expecting a serious deterioration, but it is a pause overall, and a bit of a loss of consistency in the short term, which makes me feel that China is likely to range further in this region. Now, there have been some concerns over what's going on in the property market, which I mentioned yesterday, and there had been that article saying that China was going to take more steps to try to curb. Curb property prices, and so that's enough to hold it up. Now, the other of two of the great recovery candidates here in Asia, Vietnam, firm in here again today, right up near its highs. China, I beg your pardon, Japan, also a solid performance in here. With the Nikkei up 0.84% and the topics up over 1%, the yen is a little bit weaker. At if I quote it in U.S. dollar terms, there are 93.73 yen to the U.S. dollar, and I would think that now that we're beyond the G20 and we've had the various feedback, that we will see the yen weaken still further in coming months. So that continues to look particularly interesting. Well, all three of them look interesting, but perhaps in the very short term, Japan and Vietnam slightly more so than China. But the rest of Asia was steady overall, and I notice only declines, a very small decline in Malaysia, and a decline in New Zealand. New Zealand has said that its currency is too strong. So we've seen the competitive devaluations here, and nobody wants a strong currency. Well, we've seen that before, haven't we? Now, in the European stock markets, mixed, maybe a little bit weighted to the downside, and that includes softness in Spain and also Italy, 0.75% down, and I see Holland has a slightly bigger decline here overall, down 1.16%. UK was up 0.25%. Wall Street and the Americas generally have been hit by some late selling. There was a news item, very short news item, sort of a recap on the last Fed meeting, and just saying that several Fed governors, well, I'll pick it up and actually read that to you. It's not very significant, but several Federal Reserve policy makers, according to this comment on Bloomberg, said the central bank should be ready to vary the pace of their $85 billion in monthly bond prices amid a debate over the risks and benefits of further quantitative easing. Well, now, I don't feel that that's new news, but the fact that it's hitting the market in here today, I think is a signal that what we already know and can see from these overextended trends, that Wall Street has been edging closer and closer to its 19. Let's see, what was that? Those its 2007 highs, getting edging closer to its 2007 highs. I almost lost a decade there, and which is where there's obviously some psychological resistance, and it's overextended in the short term. So the Dow has started with a small gain early in the day, but has weakened subsequently, and the decline was very small, but it has picked up in the last half hour or so, and we're currently down 91 points on the Dow and 13 on the S&P, and that's spread to a decline of 0.75% for Canada, 0.5% for Mexico, and a bigger 1.88% for Brazil. And it's a reminder, in case people have forgotten this point, that global stock markets generally are quite overextended, and that the action's going to be more choppy. Although, as I've said all along, I remain optimistic that we come through this with what looks more like a traditional reaction and consolidation type of pattern, rather than one of those white knuckle numbers where we get some sharp accelerations to the downside. We will see. We will see. Now, elsewhere, long-dated government bonds, they were generally soft today, although in the U.S. They reversed gains and currently show very modest losses. But that overall tone, and I'm talking about futures prices here, but the overall tone, and if you look at 10-year yields for U.S. Treasuries, or 30-year yields, they're in a staircase upward trend. We've seen similar moves of this magnitude in the past, and those rallies were not maintained, but these came from extremely depressed levels, as you know. When people were exceptionally pessimistic, and as far as we're concerned, we'll give those lows that we saw last year for U.S. and many other global bond markets, we'll give them the benefit of the doubt that those low yields will hold. But I think with the quantitative easing still going on, that we shouldn't be surprised if there's more ranging within this region overall. But some people are exiting, and probably rightly so. Elsewhere, well, let's take commodities. This is the really big story on the day, and we've seen some pretty significant selling in the precious metals. Now, gold is currently down $34, still trading, of course, and that takes it down to 1569, 1569. So it's moving well into that previous support area. And what happened? It has been lower, and then it bounced about $20 in a matter of seconds. I was watching it at the time. It's been fairly mesmerizing here today. I'm just putting the chart up just to have a closer look to see if that chip moved, because it looked very suspicious. But no, it's true. Got down to below 1560, down to 1559, and then it shot up, and literally looked like in a matter of seconds to 1580. And now it's coming right back down again. It really is volatile. I told you it was at 38 something a moment ago, and it's currently 42 right right now. So heavy pressure. Silver's down over a dollar, currently at 28.40, and it has been as low as 28.25. Palladium is currently down 29 at 17.35. It has been as low as 7.28. And platinum also has taken a big hit. It's currently down $51 at $16.46, and it was down over $60 briefly at one stage. And of course, there is about 45 minutes to go here, plus the after-hours trading. So heavy, heavy selling. It looks climactic for gold and silver. But the trouble is, in terms of interest, it's falling knife territory, as they describe it, when markets are accelerating down like this. But we're having a real test of those range lows for the last couple of years. And the chances of them being further challenged looks fairly high, and I won't hazard a guess as to whether or not those levels will hold, but sentiment is still very, very fragile despite the short-term oversold condition. Now, elsewhere, we've seen weakness affected, I think, somewhat by the precious metals, perhaps, but industrial metals have been hit quite hard over the last 3 days. So they've seen initial downward dynamics. They had been ranging higher, as you will recall. And so we've seen some sharp downward reactions and then follow through to the downside overall. So it looks like the highs are in for at least the near term on those recovery moves. And in terms of commodities generally, there is an overall softness. That continuous commodity index, which I post from time to time and often mention, this has dropped back down close to its January low, and it still shows a progression of lower rally highs since the September peak. So what's the best point there? Well, it's reducing some of the inflation pressures that we've actually been seeing. Crude's down here today at 94.46 that's the WTI, and the Brent crude is fallen sharply here today, down $2.34. So a real shakeout taking place. That's taking it back to $1.15.19. So a real shakeout occurring in commodities. Going against the trend, soybeans, which had a good day yesterday, also on China imports and drought concerns in South America, steady again today, up another 11 cents. Corn and wheat have small gains here overall. Just looking for rough rice. Rough rice is also up a little bit, but they had been the grains had all been quite weak earlier on. Best commodity performance, or steadiest looking commodity chart, is cotton, but it's retraced its gains that it saw earlier today. So choppy action here, bearish for commodities for sure. And on that note, all the best to all of you.